Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can see him on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagining business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the homies getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I miss you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's real beautiful. I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends. And I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship. And you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
awkward situation. ever wanna hear say.
No, no, no.
They don't wanna hear me talk. They gon' call the law. I'ma set it off. All y'all know but the frauds. I'ma just enjoy the ride. And you know I want it all. Yeah, y'all got me bored. I'm just building up my catalog. Take it back, I'm moving fast. I'ma have the last laugh. It's not what you asking for. These new tied behind the mask. Drinking from a flask. I'ma leave y'all broke ones in the past. Don't like it when I gotta serve.
No, no, no.
Why they keep on playing? I'ma add these new turkeys. Them gotta keep on whining. Them the boys that keep on lurking. No disturbance, keep on working. Just look at what I'm serving. Yeah, your body keep on turning. I keep having all these urges. Y'all know I love the hustle, why them boys been trying to stop me. I know they getting cocky, but these niggas trying to copy. When you dealing with the king, you know you dealing with the army. Y'all never can be better than me.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Done them yells, them are white bunny. Look at what you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses.
I was chillin' with a dread, look like Maxi Priest. With the overtold Santa's linen suit with a crease. Ross was a beast, gave me 50 pounds in a Jeep.
Me need it back quick.
Chill rock, give me a week. I was sitting in a trap so long, legs fell asleep. Fingers hurt, cutting up all that God moves. No man can succeed, we prosper. I like my fish fries, yeah, with the Rasta pasta. Judge it moving too fast, slow down. Before the car crash, 20 pounds in the trunk, with your gun on the dash. Dread had a little sister, and she wanted to smash. She liked to wink her eye, like the jiggle her ass. She was the queen of flirt. This is death for certain. Don't miss business with pleasure. It's a national treasure. Don't let your eyes be a fall. It's how a man's measure. It's measure. It's measure.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Done them yells. Them are my bunny. Look at what you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Done them yells. Them are my bunny. Look at what you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Sharp out here. You gotta stay in the loop. Can't do what you did yesterday. You put it tomorrow.
Crackin'.
It's not a weapon they can form against me that will prosper. I've been whipping far Bentleys with an ill posture. Selassie, I know some deadly rosters. I've been dancing with the wolves, it's like Kevin Costner. Picking up the cases like Betty Crocker. I can give it to you hard if you already rock.
How you want
but
that?
Keep it low, cause you know you don't want the feds to pop up. From the real with all this money, only the feds can stop us. On birthdays was the worst days. Now I might pop 80 grand on a Thursday.
Count that up.
2.2 pounds is what the birds weigh. If I'm a pastor, please tell me what the church say.
Amen.
Heard you. Be cool when I swerve through. Call the goons up, them niggas gon' purge through. I done live through things that might disturb you.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. No, touch my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house with the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Rip it up.
It was black tops rocking a black ball. Now we hopping out of traps with the black doors.
Nah, that title does not fit you. The culture is not with you. Your verses are not scriptures. I was the first and 15th block clicker in the spot with the blicker. The plot got thicker. I only indulged in weed and not liquor. Trying to have the best work and finish my rocks quicker. Prices got cheaper. The hill's all mine. Now the work that I'm touching can get me some real time. I kicked it with the Lord. He sent me some real signs. I started to record. I wrote me some ill rhymes. The love and hate thing. I'm dealing with real lines. Now it's two guns up, so I got the concealed nine. They wait for you to die, then they label you a legend. I'm debating on the new M8 or the X7. Fire. Figure either one would be a good look. Yeah, count my blessings, get my lessons out the good book.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. No, touch my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The
trap house with the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door. It was black tops rocking a black form. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dog.
50 pointers in the chains just to hide the pain. Trying to count up all this money probably wreck my brain.
Probably will.
Free that nigga Neffin, free that nigga Main. Use all my niggas to the system, probably go insane. Real street nigga worked a few M's. Rapping real street shit, dropped a few gems. I know them niggas mad, I'm in a new bin. Fuckin' spend another dime on some new rims. Niggas from my hood die from niggas from my hood.
Swear to God.
But everything I learned came up out the hood.
Seminary.
I took my niggas with me straight up out the hood. But they'll call you fake, you make it out the hood. Bitches turn sour, niggas turn snake.
That right.
They shutting off the power when the payment late.
No, they
when you broke, niggas love you. When you rich, they hate.
Pussy.
They plotting on your death, trying to set a date. Feel
me? This ain't the life you looking for. You know, search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments, and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house at the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Flip it up.
It was black tops rocking a black form. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? It's your boy Jonah Bay, man. I'm feeling wonderful, magnificent, and great. And I'm so happy and thankful that large sums of money flow to me ASAP and easily. Oh, my God. You know, March is coming, man. We're going to be doing the New Year ritual. The real, not the fiscal, but the real New Year's ritual is coming up soon, and it's going to be something great, y'all. It's going to be something great. I already started doing great off of the fiscal New Year's ritual, and I know that the real New Year's ritual is going to supercharge that. You know what I mean? Don't forget all my brothers and sisters that live in, they live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to be there on the 15th. That's like 2 weeks from now, y'all. I'm going to be there on the 15th. I'm going to be dropping mad information on that 98 number in the trust and estate, getting credit, showing y'all how to get to that money. For more information, go to jonahbay.com, and you can get more information and get the actual ticket if you like ahead of time. Like I said, it's going to be in North Carolina at 2435 Cumberland Ave. Okay? Now, we also got, I got so much of a response from Monday. From Monday, I hope y'all seen it, the Trust Webinar Part 2 is going to be this Sunday, 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- niggas, y'all gonna get to the private side Sunday. Monday morning, y'all gonna be going down to the court and going to do it, man. Y'all gonna have y'all nationality, be private, all of that shit. And y'all have no idea. I'm gonna have a part three showing y'all how to operate the trust once y'all get it. But the only people that's gonna be allowed to attend part three and to buy the actual webinar of part three will be the people that can send me in the email that they actually got their trust registered. If your trust ain't registered, you have no need to find out how to utilize it. You know what I mean? You don't have no need to know that. It's none of your fucking business. All right? Anyway, I'm doing a short show. I've been up working on that part two of the Trust webinar since 6 this morning. I done met with mad people. I done went and had lunch with my wife. I've been drinking, all that shit. I'm only doing an hour tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the call lines real soon. It was only one person from Monday that read the Declaration of Trust and seen what was missing. One person. You know what that's telling me? A lot of y'all still don't know how to read. Y'all don't know how to read and comprehend. Now, if you can't, in that trust, Declaration of Trust, read that document and find out what's missing, you damn sure can't read these laws and understand the laws of how to operate and do these trusts, man. So y'all need to slow down and let me show you the way. Stop all that speed and shit, yo. But with that being said, hell yeah, you was wrong, D. You didn't see it either. Hell no, you didn't see it. One person. Matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to give him a No, I'm not. I'm not going to give him a shout out, because then y'all going to be calling him, asking him what was the answer. What was the answer? I ain't doing that. But I'm going to the call lines right now. I'm going to 303-669. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
What up, God?
What's up with it? I want to start by saying congratulations on getting to the private G. Well,
thank you, brother.
You the most studious studying nigga I done seen. You know what I'm saying? After you just took off 1 week and got the shit done, and we still ain't even
you
got
the
damn declaration you did on the first, man.
You know what I mean?
Like, damn. Yeah, so.
Look, I've been studying and going so hard that 90% of my days, ever since the first part one of the trust, that's all I've been talking about. I've been in all different types of states looking at their laws too. That's all I've been doing, man. So I want to see other people doing that shit too. Timothy Lindsay, man, you ain't no joke with that Latin and shit and that Hebrew and shit. But you know, I don't know what the fuck you writing. I can't understand. I am going to come and get that course from you for the Hebrew and all that, man. And didn't you get a book out? Didn't you? Somebody just put out a book. I'm going to buy that book from y'all for sure. But go ahead, brother.
Nah, I just wanted to start by saying that because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times you be putting us to shame with your studying and we far behind you already, you know what I mean? So it's like, fuck, man. But, man, it seemed like you right. Since you did that webinar, you learned so much just this month in the 30 days.
It really brought a lot of stuff that I knew to the forefront, and now I understand it. This is why I said sometimes you got to study something for 3 years before you get to understand it. You know what I mean? And that includes me too.
Yep. I could tell you caught it because, like, what would happen in my other biz, I would go do home closings and times, and the only people I ever seen use trusts were the Jewish people, right? And it was
exactly
because it was just they're the only ones, God. And what they would do, it had everything like you had the indenture. It actually has a literal minute, like the actual time the trust was started, and
right.
They have to sign it like as the trustee the whole nine. But they're the only group of people that I seen do it, and I always thought that was peculiar. And then when you look up the word covenant, covenant literally translates to contract. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
so you have been studying, huh?
Yep. I gotta follow the great, man. But
now you understand why I be trying to get on y'all a little bit, because I be upset that niggas ain't even looking up. If I just told y'all your trust was your covenant with God, why wouldn't y'all look up what fucking covenant means, what trust means, all that shit? Why wouldn't you look that up?
Right. And that's why they get left the fuck alone, because even like when I went and talked to one of the dudes when he was doing his home closing, He said it just like this. He said, I like to use trust because they can't probate it. Like, in other words, it made total sense on what you were saying, why they could just take us as 14th Amendments and do whatever the fuck, because we don't have our own trust. We're operating as minors instead of age of majority. So they're like, well, y'all know what the fuck you're doing. We just going to operate for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But until you go in correct.
Remember, let me show you something. Rule 22. Hi, sweetie. Yeah, good day.
Yeah.
How was, you tried out for that today, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it?
No,
are you, what'd
I
you
got,
pick?
I got second place.
Second place? Shoot. It'll be more.
Late
but,
second, man.
I know, but no, she only goes to the singing class one time a week when she's supposed to go twice. So I guess the personal beat goes two times. You know, you get out of shit what you put into it.
True.
You know?
Hey, don't we know
that? Rule 220. Rule 220. Yeah, niggas, I'm taking y'all back. Because y'all really don't think I've been working on this shit all this time. I've been. Rule 220. And it says, the residents' titles is authorized to receive registration of memorials upon the outstanding certificate of title and official birth certificate. But Yusuf says it ain't dealing with the birth certificate. But go, and the whole shit is called birth certificates. But what do I know? Pertaining to the registered owner named in said certificate of title showing the date and birth of said registered owner, providing there is attached to the said birth certificate an affidavit of the defiant who states that he or she is familiar with the facts recited, stating that the party named in said birth certificate is the same party as one of the owners named in said certificate of title. And thereafter, the Register of Title shall treat the registered owner as having attained the age of majority at date 18 years after the date of birth shown on said certificate. What is breaking down is you're still a minor if you don't know how to handle your financial affairs. If y'all ain't doing this trust, you have still not been able to become a grown person because you don't know how to handle your affairs.
Exactly. Even if we're 200 years old, if we don't know what the fuck you're doing, you
exactly. These niggas are still running the trust for you and giving you what they want to give you. 14th Amendment, that's what's going on.
Yep. Man, you know, it's crazy when you pull it out, it all makes sense, God. Like, that's why we just getting treated like clowns. We don't know how to operate it, ain't it, they? You know, we just don't know what the fuck we doing.
You know how motherfuckers, I have foster kids, and they get the money for the foster kids and do it, and their real family live real good, and they treat the foster kids like stepchildren and all that shit. Well, that's what they doing with all of us as 14. I can't even say us no more. I'm sorry. That's what they doing for all of y'all. I'm not in that category.
No cap.
I'm just being real with y'all. I am only in the fucking jurisdiction of probate, motherfucking chancery, and motherfucking, what's the other court? What's the other one? Probate.
Supreme Court?
No, probate, chancery, and the other one is equity. Thank you, D. Equity court.
Equity. Okay.
Equity court.
Yeah.
That's the only jurisdiction I'm in.
Yeah, and then I kind of was studying in my state shit. It was crazy because I was going to ask, man, I do got a question, but
go ahead.
I seen that my state operates off of my state operates off of the Uniform Trust Code. I seen there's 34 states that operate on the Uniform Trust Code.
I know.
Like the UCC, but the UTC. I was like, damn.
I know.
You know. So I started. I know you. I was preaching to the choir, fucking with you. But
ain't that something?
Yeah. Yep.
Everything y'all were looking for from the secure party creditor process is really the trust. I can't
really
read. I can't say that enough. Niggas lied to you about the trust. Niggas had y'all in the secure party creditor process doing whole harmless agreements to the United States government. Whole harmless agreements is for your authorized representatives and your trustees. You don't give no one else no motherfucking whole harmless agreement.
Right. Yep, yep, I caught that.
Now, one brother that figured out what was wrong inside my declaration, he went and studied and found it. He also pulled this up. He was studying the actual Wise Trustee Handbook, and this is what he highlighted. The term natural person has been applied to express trust by the courts of equity because of its administration being carried out by men acting as natural persons. See, I'm a natural person.
Yep.
Y'all aren't.
Yep.
Then he highlighted this part. Even though in today's economic situation, the term citizen is presumed to signify the 14th Amendment citizen, the term cannot be applied to and express trust when administered properly. In contrast, corporations as artificial persons are citizens of the United States within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. You have more rights than the corporations that have been dogging you as the 14th Amendment. I'm going to leave that right there. I'm not going to say no more on it. Because I'm trying not to spill the beans.
Peace, man. All right, well, I know you off quick tonight, so I got a quick question that I'm asking.
Go ahead.
Here's my thing. It was real fast on the estate credit or corporate credit, right? Now, here's my question. Now, I know you said, because I was building off what Hayes and Yahuda, shout out to the gods, but I noticed when they got their estate credit bubbling, they had the 3-digit. The credit number, whereas I thought if you get the corporate credit, it's only a 2-digit number. Am I misunderstanding that shit?
When you say 3-digit and 2-digit, what do you mean? At the beginning?
No. You know when you get like your FICO score, for instance, if it's a corporate, I guess it's only like 80, 85, something like that by example?
Yeah.
Whereas, I
heard it goes up to 100. It goes up to 100, but most people get to 85.
Right. So if we get a 3-digit, like 600s, you know how individual credit be like 600, 700s.
Well, see.
Does that mean we didn't do it correctly?
Hayes and them ran it on the individual side. They didn't run it as corporate.
But
he
it would
told
be
you.
Your recommendation to run it as corporate.
I always use corporate.
Got you. And just go check for your estate that you have on Dun & Bradstreet, and we can get a nice idea how to do it like you did.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really remember. It's been so many years ago. I mean, if you look at the time frame I did that, oh my God.
I know. Gee, I wanted to just give you some, because I was looking back at a lot of your files. You did so much shit, like when you're a big package of shit.
Yeah.
Old shit, too, a while ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
All of that is coming to fruition right now, B. It's all going to be used for your trust right now. Yeah, I did that shit 2010. That's 10 years ago.
Yep. Clean decade.
10 years ago.
Clean decade.
And that's my whole thing. No one could ever say I wasn't the one to teach niggas with that estate. No one could say I didn't bring the 9-8 numbers or nothing. Look how long ago. Proof right there on the internet.
Proof.
And you also know your teacher ain't no new fly-by nigga either. Been here, been doing it.
I remember your old DOT number from in the day when you used to pull that motherfucker out.
What was crazy back then, that DOT made me private. They changed the law on a nigga. I was about to show all y'all niggas that shit, and they changed it. I was like, ain't no need to teach it. It don't work no more.
Please. C'est la vie. All right, G. Well, I'm glad you picked Super Bowl Sunday because that's magical that we're going to suck the energy out of
Yo,
that motherfucker.
You know why I picked it, right? Because they're doing their ritual. We're going to do ours.
Yeah.
Y'all got to understand, I'm trying to fight their magic with our own magic, man. Real talk.
Yep. Super More Sunday.
Super More Sunday. I like that. Damn, you should have told me that early. I'd have put that on the flyer.
More money.
All right, peace to the God. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 610-983. Peace to the God. Peace. Hey, yo, who you talking to?
I'll take that for Dan.
Who you talking to? All right, I'm gone. He said he speak African. I'm going to 272-219. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hello?
What up, God?
Hey, what's up, Jordan? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Great, man. I didn't hear you call my number, though. That's the thing. You said 272 what?
219.
Oh, no. My mom's is actually 419-973, but, I mean, I'm on the phone. Hey, what the fuck? I don't care.
Yo, it came up as 272-219.
That's crazy. Oh, shit. No, you're right, bro. I'm on my wife's phone. You're absolutely right. My bad. I'm on my wife's phone. My phone don't work in my house, man. My phone doesn't work in here, so I have to call. Yeah, man, I don't got much, man. You know, I'm just listening in, man. I'm excited about the trusting. You know, I just got back in, man. Trying to get back. You know, I haven't been listening for a while, Jordan, man. I've been dodging, man, dodging this knowledge, man. But I'm back now, man. And
go back in the archives. The information is there. Get caught up and get to that private side, man. We here.
Definitely, man.
Straight in the private.
What is needed, though? What is needed for the CPN thing? Not CPN. The corporate credit shit. What's all the shit that I need? I got some shit done already, but I'm trying to get that popped.
You take your estate number, and your bills at home. You put those bills in the name of your estate. Then you go to Dun & Brad and register it on Dun & Brad, and watch your corporate credit go up. Less than 6 months.
Oh, wow. It's that simple, huh?
Ain't it simple?
Definitely. Yeah, my wife wanted to ask a question, but she's in another room now. She don't want to get that real ID shit, man. And a friend of ours been, like, kind of scaring up and shit. Somebody, if you don't get this shit, you ain't going to be able to go on
Yo,
the plane and shit and all types
get,
of stuff. You can't go on the
that's
plane.
Bullshit. The real ID already went into effect. And, nigga, I'm still traveling with what? My motherfucking birth certificate. That's a damn lie. The real ID says you got to use a birth certificate. Read the law.
Okay.
Now, pull up the law for read it and ease her mind.
Oh, okay, cool. So there's no way around it, though, right? I mean, we have to get it. If the state is doing it, there's no way around, like, no religious shit we could use. Like, I don't want a real ID. I just want to stay, like, regular and shit, old school. There's
my
no way around that.
But nigga, I just told you how to get around it. I just told you. You need a birth certificate.
A birth certificate. Okay. But the thing is, you know, we not from up here though. I'm from Jamaica and she's from Trinidad, so it's gonna be a little bit different.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm Jamaican. She's Trinidadian. Yeah.
Ah. Damn, my nigga. You're going to have to catch up and get caught up in that trust, and it won't even matter.
Okay.
You get your trust and get it registered, it won't matter.
Hey, yo, man, I got a little testimony too, though, man. I've been saying,
what's going on?
I'm grateful and happy about, you know what I'm saying, large sums of money flowing to me ASAP and easily, man. And, yo, I got like a credit card for $500 like a week after I started saying that shit, man. And,
feel me?
And I got a check for $338 2 days ago, just out of the blue type shit. You know what I'm
saying?
Feel me? I didn't even know that's what's coming. So I have to say that, man. I've been spreading the word, man. I've been telling everybody about this shit, man. That shit is like, yo.
I'm dead ass.
It makes me ambitious too, bro. It makes me kind of like stop procrastinating too by saying that.
Yes.
That's the last thing I noticed. So yeah,
yes,
man, that's my test. That's my little test.
Well, keep on doing it. Make sure you manifest and say that shit every day, mad times a day, and keep on manifesting.
Thank you so much, Joe, man. I appreciate everything you're doing, man.
All right, thank you, brother.
Man.
Peace, God. Tell wifey I said hello.
Definitely.
All right. I'm going to 6023-96 Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What's going on, my brother?
Oh, man, chilling. You know, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. Attracting large sums of money. Fast.
Yes,
easy.
Sir.
How you going today?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. And I'm so happy and grateful for that large sums of money flow to me quickly and easily. For sure.
Thanks. Yeah, man, I sure can't wait till Sunday, man, get the rest of this little old download, man, so we can move forward with the moving forward.
Yes, sir. I definitely want to show y'all what I did so y'all could do it too in the whole nine. I don't want to be the only one here with the juice.
Facts. Now,
Niggas ain't even a real tribe.
Man. Now, I just got my paper from Joey just last night, so I had a chance to look over it. I know one thing I did see on there that it didn't have a do. Are we supposed to derate it too, right?
Yup. That's one of the things that's missing too. I told people I put mistakes in it on purpose, and y'all should know. Now, since you talked about it, yo, the one without the United States, unsworn declaration is supposed to be on it.
Yeah, yup. So I had already did mine and sent a copy to Joey, have him check it out. I'm going to get a consultation with him.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say, yo, why Jonah do that? I've been taught y'all that. Y'all got to, you know what I mean? I got to make sure y'all reading shit. Don't motherfucking get a template and just give it up.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, they should be at least correcting it, reading over it, studying it, so they understand
exactly what
it is.
So imagine my surprise when no one told me about stuff like that, and I knew it wasn't there. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck are they doing? They're not studying.
No.
You know, so I don't like that, man. Yo. Don't think Jonah is going to show you everything. I'm going to guide you, but you're going to have to put in your little bit of work, too.
Facts. You be putting little tests out there just to make sure.
Yes, I do. I test niggas.
Just to make sure. Hold on. Leave that out, though. Leave that out right here, man.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I had it all done properly. I literally went through and took shit out and made mistakes in it on purpose. It has to be done. Because you got to understand, when y'all get this trust done, y'all are going to have to know how to run it, which means it's shit you gonna have to know. Now y'all gonna, everything y'all do is gonna be a contract. Y'all are gonna have to know how to do the contracts and read contracts now. So if you can't read that one contract and see what's missing, how you gonna operate in trust?
Fact.
It's just the truth, man. You know? So, yeah, I'm testing. Now, it was funny. This morning, I went up on Facebook. I went into that notorious group of, what is it? Secure Party Creditor. And normally, the people in that group always got all types of shit to say. So I went in up there. I put up the what's the name for this weekend's webinar, right? And I said,
yeah,
everything that y'all were trying to aspire to in the SBC process is wrong. What if I told y'all that everything y'all were trying to do is really about trust? Now, I expected people to come back and talk shit and say stuff. No one said anything. They only put their thumbs up.
And nobody had any questions or action? What
you talking about? Now, you know what's funny about that? You know that's Yusef L's group. I at least expected Yusef to say something.
That's crazy. I wonder if he's still on it and monitoring it. He probably ain't
okay.
On it no
now
more.
Check this out. This is what someone else said. I just checked. Rex Eldon. He's a hater, but listen, you tell me if he's hating. Translation. I have all the money I want. You seen his cars, his house, etc. Yet he wants $125. Okay.
That was somebody reply?
That was one person's reply.
Oh, yeah. They probably having a hard time putting gas in their car right now.
Yes, sir. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, yo. When I get to the CAFR accounts, I'm still not going to work for free. I'm still charging. Why? Don't you know anything about our people? They don't respect nor want anything cheap. Am I lying?
Nope. Not at all.
You know what I mean? Why the fuck do niggas want Bugattis and Lambos and Ferraris? Because some shit's expensive. That's why do niggas want Jordans? Come on, Yeezys. We like expensive shit, man. Stop playing.
Facts.
Stop
and
playing.
Like,
but yeah, that's the only reply. So the nigga admit that I'm successful. But this is what's crazy. You could tell this was a nigga who said it. This is what's crazy. They want to follow. Nope, it was a white boy who said it. Oh, my God. The white niggas is hating. An old white man. Wow. I understand now. That was a real agent. I understand now. But, yeah, they admit that I'm successful. Oh, you don't want to listen to me, but you'll listen to white successful people, right? Crazy. Crazy. And let me tell you something. I'm looking at his pictures, and he from San Francisco. He's not doing too good. He's not doing too good. Hater. You know you popping when the white people are hating on you.
Yeah, facts. He said it openly, too. Can't take it back.
Uh-huh. Unbelievable. I think he got the picture of JFK getting assassinated. I think this is an agent. I don't even think this is a real person, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that'd be a lot on Facebook, man. They just be...
Yeah, because you know the whole system is owned by the them Alphabet Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is, man, it's hit and miss. It may be an agent. It may be an agent of an agent, and it's a sidekick.
Yeah. You're not even lying, man. You're definitely telling the truth. But it's real crazy that these motherfuckers, why you know what I got? Why you know what I got? Why you know what the cars and the house and the why, nigga? You had to be following me for years to know that, because the only pictures on Facebook at the front of it is nothing but advertisement for seminars and webinars. You know what I mean? Because every time I put up a new thing for a new seminar, webinar, that's what stays up. You have to really go into the archives of Facebook to see the cars and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why you know that, nigga? I didn't even go deep into your shit. Why you know that, nigga? Hate ass white man.
And he letting it spill out. Yeah, I was on his page. He got cars and shenanigans and this one car I just can't stop looking at.
You funny. I love the way you said that. You funny.
Yeah, man. But other than that, man, I'm building this estate credit. Me and wifey building an estate credit. Now, man, still in court with the attorney on the car. We're waiting on the court date now. They try to put in their a motion, but I end up putting in another motion behind that, counteracting it, rebutting everything that they were saying, basically.
And they're trying to get what from you? Your car, you said?
Yeah, well, they're trying to, remember I told you they called trying to settle $3,000. They wanted me to pay $3,000 and they wipe off the rest of the car. We owe about a little bit over $9,000.
Right. I remember.
I didn't take that offer. So I guess he put in another motion since that day when I didn't take the offer. And it was basically saying some crazy, retarded shit. I just basically rebutted it. Same as the first one. So we just waiting for a response on that one, or basically a court date.
Yeah, all right, then that's dope.
Yeah, that should be within the next 30 days or so.
Do that shit. You know what I like to say? More money, more money, more money.
Yes, sir.
So
I'm excited,
happy and grateful that large sums of money
come to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy a lot of us went and got on your email, man. Had you to get on there Sunday, man, so you can go ahead and knock this out, man, so we can get moving. But,
yes, sir. We're definitely moving, man.
Yeah, but I'm going to step aside so somebody else can get in there and get some questions.
All right,
then, Mark.
Only got 4 more minutes. All right, last call. I'm going to 424-281. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the fucking God. Peace, God.
Peace to the fucking God. What up, God?
That's right. Yeah, man. Peace, man. You know, man, there's so many people on this damn show, man. It's hard to get on, man. I ain't talked to you in a minute.
I know, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of new listeners, I'm always at full capacity, you know, like 200 people, then like 50 to 80 people in the chat, you know, 41, you know what I mean? So it's crazy.
Hey, it's a great thing, bro. And it seems like, you know, what I'm seeing, bro, you know, studying this information since you've been putting it out, and for me, previous, just like you've been doing it, and others too, bro, you done cracked the code, man. You done cracked it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Real talk.
Yes, sir.
You done cracked this shit, bro.
It's so many people on, because even the haters got to listen now.
Oh, bro, yeah, the haters, all the haters, and everybody you cut off, all the motherfuckers that disrespected you and did all this bullshit and all this fuckery behind your back, in front of your face, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But look, you know, all that, look what happens, man, you know? Look what happens. Like, they still need you at the end of the day, bro. They still need you.
At the end of the fucking day.
At the
end of the fucking day. A lot of people like, oh, I don't like Jonah. He cocky, da 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 da. I'm the one that brings the remedy. You say whatever the fuck you want. I'm the one who does that. Everyone else copies and gives misinformation when they start copying.
Oh, you learn from past experience with people, and I see, you know, you sabotage your own shit just to see if
exactly.
You know, hate. Yeah. I peeped it.
Because
yeah.
You know them niggas is lurking in the background trying to steal my shit. But guess what, nigga? You're going to have to study now to fix the document.
Yeah, they're going to get it from somebody else. They're going to get
yeah,
gonna
I said,
get anything, something from somebody
yeah,
else.
But see, here's, and you're right. You're absolutely right. They're going to send someone to go buy it. They're going to get on the webinar and be under a different name or be
right.
One of the people.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're going to go all out, but I don't give a fuck. Long as everyone know where it came from and these niggas ain't giving them the real information.
Facts. Facts. And see, and that's the beautiful thing about it, bro. You know, it's
you
just,
know, I
it's
was on Annabom Rice joint, right? And
right.
Yo,
yeah.
She bit like crazy. All my, I'm like, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
listen.
You could do all of that shit, Anna, and you ain't going to get to the private side without knowing this trust shit.
And you know what, though? All this for the people that know about this knowledge, like we've been studying this for decades, for real, bro. This whole secure party creditor shit and it's all been like you said, they when they put that shit out there, they put it out there without telling us that we had to go through trust to get to this shit.
Yup.
You know what I'm saying? They never
sabotaged us. It was
right,
the government
exactly.
That put that SBC shit out. Think about it. The government puts it out, and now you start sending bonds to the government into your CAFRA account, and you give them a whole harmless agreement where you can't even come back and sue them for it. Come on, man.
Right, and then you still, and then at that, we still a 14th Amendment citizen trying to do this shit in the private.
Exactly.
How the fuck can we do that? You always said it, bro. We had to be private to do these instruments, to do all this shit. Now you can do. Now you're private now, so now you can do these negotiable instruments now. Yeah, I know, bro. I'm on this shit. I've been on this shit for a minute. We already know what time it is, bro. You don't even know.
Yo.
Trying to tell you, bro. This
you dropping some shit,
fun.
But you know what? I gotta go because I said I'm only getting on an hour.
Hey, all right, my G, I'm gonna see if I can catch you in North Carolina, bro. We've been long overdue, man. We should have been met each other. But it's all good, man.
Sure.
I love you. And
I love you too.
Haters, you fucking hating ass niggas. Fuck y'all. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Yo, y'all. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope y'all learned some shit. I see y'all this Super Bowl Sunday with part two of the trust. You don't want to miss this shit. You ain't never going to get to the private. You don't get on this shit right now. I'm telling you, I'm revealing it all with the laws. Super Bowl Sunday, this Sunday. Go to jonahbay.com to get tickets. All right, we out. Peace.